Showbiz in full HD.
Chatting to Neil Anthony, the private chef. Welcome to the Showbiz in full HD. Welcome to Rainy Joburg. What on earth? Thank you very much. That's very, very sweet of you. So it's been a bit of a crazy time of late. You're on the trail now, getting things launched, getting things going for the show. Tell us a little bit more about it for people who don't know who you are and don't know what you're going to bring.
So I'm a private chef. I base myself in Cape Town, but I travel all over the world. I basically cook wherever I'm needed, cook wherever good food is, and bring happiness to people, I hope. An episode of The Private Chef is very, very approachable. It's not it's not something that only the rich and super mega famous can attain.
Or like professionals who are used to like exotic ingredients and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a bespoke service. I mean, if you wanted me to come and scramble eggs for you, I'll do it. You know what I mean? I'm not fussed at whatever I cook, as long as you're using the best ingredients possible. Yes. An episode of The Private Chef will start with me at home cooking myself something to eat. I'll then showcase a great African supplier, like a fisherman or a baker or something like that. And then it will culminate in a sort of very lavish and beautiful dinner party with amazing people.
So what inspires you? What inspired you to cook? Wow. And what inspired your love, your passion for food?
Ingredients are my big drive. I'm all about the ingredients. So basically, I mean, I know it's a bit naff, but Mother Nature is obviously, our greatest inspiration. If we don't have the people producing the great products that we're able to use, as chefs and as cooks, we can just highlight them and bring them.
And you like to keep things local. I mean, you like to use
things,
seasonal.
Keep it really simple as well. I mean, nothing too hectic. Mm-hmm. Some of the dinner party stuff is quite intricate, but it's nothing that little preparation can't fix.
I think it's amazing. It's kind of a whole new spin on things to be able to have. It's a different angle completely. It's not just like a normal chef in the kitchen inspiring to cook this and that and the other. There's also a human element.
Big time,
and
a
cultural element.
Yeah, we go into the homes of some of South Africa's most loved celebrities as well, which is awesome. You'll see season one's Francois Pienaar, he's amazing. And we just have a lot of fun doing it as well. It's basically almost a fly on the wall style lifestyle program where you almost just follow me around in my day.
What is the strangest combination of ingredients or ingredients that somebody has asked you to work with?
I've got to get an answer for this. we're pretty lucky. I mean, my clients aren't, very choosy in terms of what they get. I mean, a lot of my clients just phone me up and say, listen, I'm having a dinner party this weekend. Are you free?
Yeah.
And they give me free rein.
Or do they ever give a theme? Like, it's a Mexican theme?
Not really, no. That theme dinner parties are out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dinner parties are out.
I love a good theme, I do.
No, themes are out, I think. People are sick of coming up with them. Strange combinations. We did Madonna's 50th birthday party, and she was quite bizarre. She even requested specific tea lights to be on her canapé trays. She was on a very raw food diet, so there's a lot of raw food involved. We had to make a lot of different edible sands and soils and stuff like that. There's been, and I think also the misconception is that these people are extremely fussy. I mean, even cooking for royalty, they just want really good food, I think. They are very sort of want it now. I mean, recently cooked up on a game farm in the middle of nowhere for someone, and we had airplanes on standby, so we were able to fly things in and out all the time. So that was quite elaborate. We had to fly in specific ingredients from London. We flew in a lot of English produce like rabbits and a lot of caviar we flew in and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can't get rabbits so much here, like wild.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Yeah, you can. Don't know where to look.
What is cooking? What is making such a noise in the background?
We've actually got a vegetarian in today as well, so we're knocking up a little vegetarian feast for her. There's always one
fussy person.
Yeah,
well, amazing chatting to you. I can't wait to see what the series has to hold and get to know you a little bit better in the kitchen and get to know all the people you've cooked for. Thank you.
We'll make less noise next time.
Showbiz in full HD.